Well, it's December 25th, 2012, and as promised, here's my audio woo. Now, well, I know it's nearly over, but... Oh, go away!
Before first use, please take a notification. And to find out...
Notifications off one of my applications. Anyway, yeah, it's Christmas Day 2012. Now, it's nearly over, right? It's 6 o'clock, but never mind. I didn't manage to get any recordings of my auntie's. Because we went over and we were having Christmas dinner and opening presents and what?
What can you do?
This is recording. Go on.
If Rob sends this to your phone, can you download stuff from your phone onto your computer? I can't do it.
I should be able to. I might have to have a play around with it. But yeah. Well, yeah, you can Bluetooth pictures.
It doesn't give you the option, really.
Ah, it's a setting, isn't it?
Is it? Category?
It's surprising how much info you find in instruction manuals for mobile phones, you know. Anyway.
Hasn't sent the other one. That was my one above it. We learn about his life. Send notification there.
We had an absolutely gorgeous Christmas dinner. Turkey dinner, obviously, tradition. I had turkey, mashed potato, because I don't like roasties. Runner beans, green beans, whatever you want to call them. Carrots. Yeah, that was it. Turkey. Did I say turkey? That's the obvious thing, isn't it? And plenty of gravy. Fantastic. It was wonderful. Really, really full of flavour. And there was sprouts and cabbage on the go as well, but I didn't bother with them. Achavi. The Radio 2 is on in the background on Sky. I'm looking forward to watching Coronation Street at 7:30 and the Royals at 10:15, I think. Is it 10:15 the Royals are on? It's a weird time, it is. Oh, I'll have a look on the internet. Now, I've had a bread maker, so we're gonna make bread tonight. Because I love my toast in the morning, freshly buttered toast. As all my Twitter followers will know, can't beat freshly buttered toast in the morning. So, I've got a bread maker so I can make my own bread. And I have fresh bread. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I've had money, I've had clothes, I've had chocolates. It's been. Oh, yeah, dressing gown.
Poncho with a hood.
Oh, yeah. Really soft. I've got like all snuggly, a lot of snuggly things. I got a onesie. I got a dressing gown. And I got like a really, really soft, fleecy poncho with an O'Donnie. So like, if I, can you imagine if I wore all them all at once, then I'd be sorted. Go on, sing for audio, boo.
Say that love's a word. That's what
I
used to do
with that,
with
me. I know. Right, that's enough of that. I don't want to lose all my followers now.
Let me dress. Don't you look at
you? You don't want to listen to her singing, do you, anymore? She's... What are you doing?
Look at the photo of her yesterday.
Oh.
I think it's yesterday. Might be today.
Yeah.
If Matthew ate the drink after he left me Saturday.
Yeah. Nice to this job.
It must be something to do with Matthew. So if they go on a bender, they go on a proper one. Like.
Yeah.
So you might have nipped down there today. Well,
we're just chilling out now.
She's finished the horses, back changed, and maybe it's been a quiet Christmas day. It's been good.
It's been really chilled out.
Oh God.
Are you planning on? Hello. Are you planning on entering X Factor in 2013?
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah. That's me. I'd be one of the awful singer. Yeah. I don't mind the songs they pay me.
They won't though, because you'll get checked out on the first.
They might be happy back for the tour, I'm so awful.
Oh! They don't have awful people.
They do.
What do you mean?
They always have some one or two characters, don't they?
Oh, God, I have a couple of
them. Yeah, those ones on tour, the ones who are fighting, slapping each other. They were on tour. They were the ones from the Wales.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't know. I don't bother keep up with X Factor or anything.
Connected into the asset.
Right, anyway. I'm gonna go now. I let you know how the bread making goes and I hope everyone's had a good day. And I hope you've all enjoyed your Christmas dinners and that nobody's overindulged and suffer the consequences. Because I used to do that. No, because I haven't switched mine on yet. Right, I need to go and Bluetooth receive something via Bluetooth, so...
I didn't know that was a symbol for Bluetooth.
I shall speak soon. And Merry Christmas once again. So, ta-ra for now. Right, well, I'm back upstairs now, where it's a bit quieter. I just wanted to add a few more things to the recording before I... published it. A few things I'd forgotten. We had starters, of course, along with Christmas dinner. I had a prawn cocktail, traditional. Prawns, Marie Rose sauce, and iceberg lettuce, because I don't like tomato. Well, I'm not a big fan of tomatoes, and I don't like cucumber or whatever. Do you have cucumber in prawn cocktail? I don't bloody know. All I ever have anyway is prawns, lettuce and sauce. Anyway, so I had that for starters. The others being the dragon, her other half, my auntie and my two cousins. They all had different starter to me. They had these... pear and onion and goat's cheese tartlet things. I mean, they might sound a bit of a weird combination, but I should imagine they go together pretty well. I was going to try one, see, but I kind of ate them before I, well, I was eating my prawn cocktail, and, like, they were eating their tart things, so, and then, like, I was, like, they'd, like, finished slightly before, just before I finished, so, like, when I was ready to have a taste of the tart thing, then they'd already, you know, they were all gone, so I didn't manage it. But I'm not bothered. I wanted prawn cocktail anyway from the beginning, just to play it safe, because as people on Twitter will know, I'm a very picky eater. And onions are a very picky thing with me. So, like, for instance, I like onion gravy, but I don't like actual onions being in it. Because I find them too strong. I just like the actual juice of the gravy. Yeah, so I had prawn cocktail for starters, and they had them tart things. Then the dinner, yeah, and one thing I missed off the dinner, they had pigs in blankets as well. Now, I don't like bacon. And yeah, I know. Tell me I'm mental. No, I don't like bacon. Never have done, probably never will do. So I didn't have pigs in blankets. Oh, and they had sprouts. Did I mention sprouts earlier? I don't think I can't bloody remember. So altogether there was carrots, turkey, carrots, runner beans or green beans, whatever you want to call them, sprouts, red cabbage, pigs in blankets, and in my case, mashed potato, and there was gravy on it. Oh, and cranberry sauce. I don't like cranberry sauce either. So I didn't have any of that. They had the traditional Christmas pudding after dinner, and I had a raspberry cheesecake, which was pretty nice. I didn't eat much. I was still a bit full, really. Oh, it was very, very nice. I enjoyed main course more than dessert. And it used to be the other way around, this crazy how my eating patterns have changed. I think it's a lot to do with the age as well. Because, you know, when you're a kid, like, all you want is chocolate and, you know, dessert. And like you say, I'm full. And it's like, oh, well, you're young and no room for dessert then. Oh, yeah, I have. You know. Anyway. Whereas now, like, I never used to eat that much as a kid. But now I'm clearing my plates, as I did today. I was literally scraping, you know, going round the plate with a fork and to get all the last bits of mashed potato up and the last bits of gravy. I did, my cousin offered me a piece of bread to mop up the gravy. I did that last night. I had pork chips and gravy last night. And as I posted on Twitter and Facebook, some of you might have seen, I mopped up the last of the gravy with a piece of bread and butter. Oh, it was absolutely delightful. And the pork, the gravy was made out of the pork juices as well, so it was really, flavoursome and, oh, wonderful it was. Proper gravy, real gravy. Anyway, my cousin did offer me a piece of bread today to do the same thing, but I was just too full by that point, so I didn't bother. Oh, I've had chocolates. Did I mention chocolate? Going back to my Christmas presents. It's just popped into my head. Yeah, Claus chocolates. Oh, I had a new coat. And I got new clothes on. I'm wearing some of my new clothes today. I got a new pair of leggings on and I got a new sweater on. And they're really comfy. Fair play. Right, I've rambled and waffled on for long enough now. So I'm definitely going. I'll be back if there's anything more interesting going on. But in the meantime, ta-ra for now.